According to a new poll from Rutgers University, two-thirds of New Jersey residents say they've been impacted by Superstorm Sandy. 94% of those lost electric power, 1 in 5 were displaced. 6% haven't been able to return, which means no Thanksgiving at home. But in Manahawkin, New Jersey, there will be a place at the table, thanks to the owners of the Mud City Crab House. They're not serving crab cakes. They're not serving anything. Sandy shut them down. But the building stands and is performing another service. It's turned into a collection center.
The Girl Scouts are collecting coats.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We're also taking turkeys. So
we have
tons of turkeys. You want turkeys right
turkeys.
Now? Come on.
We'll give you the turkeys.
This past weekend, a local Girl Scout troop was busy collecting frozen turkeys, winter coats, and also making place settings for 1,000 people expected at today's Thanksgiving dinner at the local high school. The idea was Melanie Magaziner's. She and husband Eric own the Mud City Crab House, and she joins us on her cell phone. Melanie, dinner for 1,000, that's quite something. Why did you decide to do this?
Most of our shelters have been destroyed. Our local community center that always does Thanksgiving had 3 feet of water. They've been feeding people on Thanksgiving as long as I can remember. Our other church is a Red Cross shelter. They're not doing Thanksgiving. You know, our other church, big church, is bringing in supplies from all over the country. They're not doing Thanksgiving. So it just has turned into this amazing event. And there's so many people in our community that are displaced, people who have lost everything who want to volunteer. So it's something I can't even describe, really.
Yeah. Well, I know you called the superintendent of schools and, you know, suggested the school, and he said, let's do it. And so now you are. You know, talk about people being displaced. Tell us a little more about that, because this Thanksgiving, it seems to us, is pretty profound. There are always people in need. But these are people who I'm imagining aren't used to being the ones in need.
Oh, no, absolutely not. People who work in the community, who work in restaurants, who work in construction, work in the schools, lost everything.
Yeah. So now this entire community practically will be having Thanksgiving dinner together. By the way,
right,
when you put out the call, what'd you get?
We wound up with 2,500 pounds of turkeys, hundreds of coats, and countless donations, which are going to go to local families in need.
Well, and we heard one that really hit home, backpacks that eighth graders at a middle school sent to the kids in Manahawkin.
My daughters go to school on Long Beach Island, and one of their schools is shut down, so they're all in one tiny little school waiting on trailers. And they came home one day, and my little five-year-old was so excited. She had this brand-new backpack with all new school supplies in it.
Awesome.
It was just really nice, because so many of the kids, their homes were flooded.
And we understand there were notes in the backpacks?
Little notes in the backpacks, just, we're thinking about you, just a little pick-me-up.
Oh. And we understand it's also kind of ironic, because the kids in Manahawkin have been sending backpacks to kids in Japan affected by the earthquake. So, you know, here they, again, this is, you know, people who are on the receiving end and not used to that.
No, absolutely not. I mean, we did the Backpacks for Japan drive that Girl Scouts Nationwide organized, and there was a huge response to that, and we sent hundreds of pounds of supplies to Japan.
Yeah. Well, now here you are. I mean, you know, not to mention that your own businesses, your two restaurants have had to close, your home flooded,
mm-hmm.
and yet cook enough dinner for 1,000. What does it do for you?
I'm just trying to do the right thing for my community. I, you know, everyone in our community has really come together, and friends out volunteering every day since the storm, helping people get their homes. The next day after the storm, I came home, and all of a sudden, five of our good friends were downstairs ripping my walls out for me.
Yeah.
And I'm not really good at gutting sheetrock. I'm good at cooking. So I said, this is something I can do to give back to my community.
Well, that's Melanie Magaziner. She and her husband Eric own the Mud City Crab House in Manahawkin, New Jersey, and the Black Whale Bar and Fish House in Beach Haven, both closed. So instead, it's serving up Thanksgiving dinner today. Melanie, just our best to you and everybody there.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the call.
Well, our best to everyone on the shore, in New York, out on Long Island. I'm a Long Island girl. Though away, as happens on Thanksgiving, many of our thoughts are with all of you. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.